Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
We have nothing to say on this podcast, so we're just going to sing the theme song over and over and over again. But sadly, we do have guests, so they probably want to talk. So we probably should talk, shouldn't we, Forrest?
Yeah, we should do that.
Do you want to do the theme song? You do the theme song. Make up one.
No, I don't do the theme song.
You're wearing a shirt today.
Everyone is like on me about this shirt.
Did you get a haircut as well?
I'm just not wearing a hat and I'm not wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And everyone's acting like I'm wearing a tuxedo today
really,
or something.
Really sprucing it up, isn't it?
Yeah, you know.
It's like sometimes I wear like a suit jacket with like a black t-shirt and people go, "Ooh, you're dressed up." And I go, "This took seconds."
It's a button down, it's a short sleeve button down shirt. You couldn't be.
Yeah, but you had to buy it at some special short and wide store. Surely.
All right.
So that's Forrest, my best friend. We also have some guests. Would you like to introduce the guests?
Sure.
I know their names, but I like when you do it with your rasp, husky voice.
I know that you know their names. I feel like you don't know one of their last names, but.
His second name's O.
No. That's not what I was talking about. All right.
I didn't know he had a second name. No one ever refers to him by his second name. Maybe that is his second name, and I don't know his
first.
Well,
let's introduce him first. We have Steve O on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Steve O.
Do you have a last name?
It's Glover.
Steve O. Glover.
Yeah. Do you ever.
Steven, spelled with a PH, middle name Gilchrist. Last name Glover.
Now, a lot of people don't know that Steve-O's dad is Danny Glover.
Danny Glover, or was it? No,
Danny Glover from Lethal Weapon. Donald Glover doesn't make sense, you fucking idiot. Like the timeline doesn't work out. I was so accurate on that joke, and you were like,
I know, but in my head, I made Danny Glover Donald Glover when you said it, and that was okay.
So it's my mistake, is it?
Yeah. And we also have Wendy Starling.
Hello.
And I always refer to her as Wendy-O. Which is a type of breakfast cereal that I used to eat as a child.
We also have really? A dog today. It's a studio, but
also,
in this room named Wendy.
Also called Wendy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now here's a quiz for you. Which one's on the microphone right now?
You guys know. That
was a Wendy the dog joke, everyone. a terrible thing. No, you can tell the difference because the dog has been de-loused. Wendy's up for a laugh.
Yeah.
Surely. All right, so we did a show today.
No, you have to promote this stuff.
Oh, right, I got to promote some shit.
Yeah, you got to do this at the beginning.
Fucking hell.
That's your own shit. I don't care if you promote it.
Hey,
don't promote your shows. I don't care.
This is me now. My new special is on
It's not
Netflix.
New. It's been out a while.
It's my newest. It's my newest. September 28th, the Chicago Theater. I hear there's only 100 tickets left, so you better get in there pretty quick for that. October 12th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Orlando, Florida. October 13th at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. And tickets to my Australian tour are on sale now, and we're about to add a second show in one of the cities. So if you're in the city where it's sold out, we're about to add a second show.
How would they know? You're not even telling them what city.
I can't say because it's not official yet, but it rhymes with Belbin.
Miami.
Belbin. and so we had a show. You guys got anything you want to plug quickly before we start the show? You got any things coming up?
I've got some tour dates, all at steveo.com.
And you got a special coming out, or you still it's still
haven't sold it yet.
Haven't sold it. I watched the special, it's very funny.
It was
the first interactive special I've ever seen, where you go between, because everybody, like, I always like tell my stories, but I can't with my stories because some of them are lies. I can't add in footage of my stories because people would realize what a bald face asshole I was. So you actually infuse your show with clips of you doing things, like when you were in did the SeaWorld protest, which was a smart idea, and you got on top of a crane with a blow up. I assume it was a killer shark or a whale.
It was an orca, an inflatable toy whale.
Yeah, his original idea was to take an actual orca up there. And then just hit it in the nuts, and then you got a movie. But yeah, you took an inflatable orca up there. How long did you spend in prison for that?
I was sentenced to 30 days, and actually did 8 hours.
Oh, really?
It's
really
a good ratio. Yeah. Cool.
Now, as the show was happening, Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 years.
It says 3 to 10 years.
Yeah. 3 to 10, yeah.
What does that even mean?
I bet you he's... Okay, my bet, he's out in 18 months.
I think he's dead in 18 months. I'm
picking suicide, man.
No, I just meant he's old.
I think, because I'm a quitter, right? There's things in my life that if you put me in prison for 2 years, all right, well, I'll be there for 10 minutes. Don't leave my shoelaces on. I'm fucking checking out. I'm out of town.
They do that in jail and in the psych ward. They take away anything you can use to kill yourself.
Which brings us to Wendy. How many times have you had your shoelaces taken off you?
Many. That's why I'm wearing slip-ons now. I'm not legally allowed to have shoelaces or knives.
Where have you been to the psych ward?
I was admitted at the Kaiser facility near downtown LA.
It's Kaiser Solskjaer.
Is that on a 5150?
Oh, yes. It was. I was half self-admitted. I stayed awake for a few days in a row, and I was sober. I'm just bipolar, and I thought ninjas were trying to come in and break in and kill me, and so I called the cops to my house, and they showed up, and nobody was there.
The ninjas, they can hide very quickly.
That's what
they were there.
They just scurry away.
That's what I was trying to tell the cops. I'm like, you guys got to look really hard. Yeah. But so then I checked in, and then I did some other crazy shit, and they extended my stay for 3 weeks.
Changed you to 5250.
Yeah.
Wait, what's a 52? What's a 51?
No, wait a minute. You can't just brush over. And then I did some other crazy shit.
Right.
What was the other crazy shit?
Well, I flipped out because the nurses wouldn't give me my hairbrush.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
I wanted to brush my hair before morning meeting at 6 a.m.
Yeah, you want to look good for that.
Were you talking about your feelings? And then I remember the guy was talking to me, the psychologist, and he was saying, like, why do you want to kill yourself and why are you sad? And I said, it's because I'm so ugly and nobody. And he interrupted me.
Was he really there or was it a ninja?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I think she's still brushing over it.
Yeah.
And then
that's why they took a brush away.
Exactly. Wendy's taking a nap. Sorry, I'm distracted by the dog.
So a 5150 is when one is deemed harmful to themselves or others and placed on an involuntary psychiatric hold for 72 hours, which is 3 days. But if you
and that's how you met Johnny Knoxville.
But if you're really something else, then they can extend your stay to 2 weeks, which is a 5250.
Oh, I've had a 5150. I know what that. I think they call it Baker Act in Florida.
Correct.
Yeah.
Same exact.
Yeah. How am I the most sane person in this group?
I guess I'm gonna get fired now. So that's been out there.
We should talk about. We did a show. We talked about Kavanaugh, who is the Supreme Court Justice nominee. It turns out that he has been accused of sexual assault. And so many people are arguing that sort of you shouldn't be a Supreme Court judge.
Well, yeah.
I think if you're a Supreme Court judge, I think if you're a Supreme Court judge, you can't be accused of anything. Not even sexual assault. Like, you can't just be accused of being rude at a party once.
Nothing. Right. You have to be perfect.
There's only nine of you.
And you're like, other than the president, you're the most powerful people in the country, in my opinion. Like, they're close to it.
I always get like flack whenever I talk about things like this because people will now write to us and go, well, you've done worse things than him. Or blah, blah, blah. You've said things. And it's like, yes, and I shouldn't be a member of the Supreme Court justice. Right. I don't qualify, surely.
The best is his defense. He says that he can produce a calendar from 1982, which does not have any parties marked on it.
Yes, yeah. We talked about that in the show. It's like I don't want him to be on the Supreme Court because he's a hoarder. I hate those people. Like, who's keeping a calendar from 1982? And also, who mentions rape in their calendar?
Yeah.
Like, they just go, oh, yeah, went and saw Rocky III, rape someone.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So we don't have to
got upset about the Cold War, rape someone.
Yeah, it's like, and I don't even understand, like, at 17,
dad's beating me about Vietnam, rape someone.
Like, I was actually raped, and that's nowhere in my calendar. At no point did I make a reference to it. I've never even tweeted about it.
Yeah, because those ninjas, they do a fine job.
I know. They rape and they clean up. They actually sewed my pussy back together.
Well, the Asians, the laborers, very good. I don't know. It could have been a white ninja. Why am I being so bigoted?
Well,
they had little Asian kids do it. They sewed it up.
Okay. And then they did an advert for Nike.
So anyways, I'm not sure if he's going to last the week. That's what we were talking about, because now then he also came out and he said, I was a virgin all throughout high school and then much later as well. But he wasn't accused of actually having sex with any of these women. He was accused of, like, you know, the sexual assault, but there was no, like, sex involved. But
yeah, he goes, I was a virgin all the way through high school. I remember high school fondly. My nickname was the Angry Finger.
Why'd you sound like Paul McCartney when you did that?
Oh, you know, my nickname was the Angry Finger, you know. You know, I used to finger gun. We should talk about this. Paul McCartney said in GQ magazine that him and John Lennon masturbated together, and it was a bit of harmless fun. Now, I did a joke that said, sadly, it was 1981. Because John Lennon died in 1980. It's good. Anyway, but it's like, what was that fucking, like, when they both come, did they go, ooh? Like what was the thing, Paul McCartney and John Lennon jacking off? Was that where they wrote A Day in the Life?
I don't even, what is the point of doing that?
I think it's a race or something, like, or maybe a...
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like back to back, like what some, do you mean like a Mexican race? Standoff?
Yeah, they used to call the beat it alls.
I did one recently, a stunt where I went skydiving for my first time, but as I had promised myself, I would never go skydiving unless I was furiously beating off and simultaneously ejaculating as I fell out of the airplane.
Did you pull it off?
I pulled it off.
You're the only person that can say that and it's not weird. You're like, oh yeah, okay, that checks out. Yeah,
so you came in the sky?
Actually, the first blast was still, I was hanging out of the airplane on my way out.
Do you reckon it hit some birds on the way down? And like one bird was like, oh, that it means good luck.
It's entirely possible. But I'm
because I spoke to some porn stars. They're trying to do a lot of stuff where they're in space and stuff. So they do that thing where the plane dies, where you have zero gravity. But none of the male porn stars can come during the zero gravity to make it look like they're in space, to have the sperm sort of float around,
so they can eat it.
Yeah. So that's the issue they're having. Well, you could do that.
Yeah, I'm.
I have a new level of respect and disgust for you.
Oh, here we got pictures.
Oh, here we go. I got to see this. All right, so what I'm watching right now, holy shit! It's just you fucking waiting. And why is your dick all black?
Because I painted it.
You painted your dick black?
Yeah.
What, so it would look bigger or slimmer?
No, so that this wouldn't be considered pornography.
Yeah, but you didn't come in the air.
What do you mean? Wait. Oh, if you paint your dick black, it's not pornography?
I have this theory that if...
Okay, but he came... He came before he went out.
So yeah, I can see it. I'm watching it.
There he is coming.
Whoa.
There he is coming, and then you jump out. Aye, false flag. You didn't do it in the air. Like, it's impressive just to wank in front of that many people with no shame.
Well,
so you jerked off out of the window of a plane.
Well, I mean, I certainly jerked off on my way out.
Not a window. He's like, he's in the doorway of a plane.
Yeah,
he's about to jump out.
He's got
out
a
of
single
it.
Membership to the Mile High Club.
Yeah.
How do you come in front of that many people?
It was not fucking easy, man.
Yeah, the flight was long. they were up there for 20 hours.
I think there were 9 guys in the airplane, mostly...
Oh, that would have helped.
Yeah. Mostly pointing cameras at me. The guy strapped to my back was wearing nothing but a Tiger Print Speedo. And to make it even worse...
The funny thing is, Steve Oaken skydive, he just requested that.
I had to time the ejaculation in the space of 2 minutes, a 2-minute window when we're over the drop zone, because if we fall out of the plane too soon or too late, we miss the drop zone.
Yeah. Well, you definitely confirmed the name of the drop zone.
So did you just edge yourself right up until?
Oh, you didn't see it? You didn't see the video?
Oh, no, I'm asking about the science behind.
He painted his dick blank, and the reason he came so quickly is because he was stroking a black dick. And Steve, I was like, this is me thing.
You're the only person to cuckold yourself.
Yeah.
I actually had a DVD player taped down inside the airplane.
Oh, it's for porn.
Yeah.
Why don't you just look at it in your phone?
Because we're 15,000 feet up in the air.
Yeah, but you download something and you have it in your videos ready to go.
Oh.
You brought a fucking DVD player?
Why don't you just bring a projector while you're up there? Too,
it was really hard to hook up the 5.1 speakers.
Yeah. I'm just going to actually bring a couple so they can have sex next to me and just watch that. More analog. But yeah, it's it was impressive. A lot of things in there.
So to summarize, Brett Kavanaugh has done some weird sex things. I love that Steve-O gets on the fucking Supreme Court and they go, did you wank during a skydive in front of people and then force it on the public just with a video that no one requested and then argue that it wasn't pornography because you painted your dick black?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, good for you, man.
Thanks, man.
The funny thing, because my son's favorite thing is watching Fails. He just loves Fails. And Fails really happened because of what you guys did. And really, it all dates back to Funny Some Videos. And then you took it to the next level. And then they fucking just showed people. And so I thought to myself, I thought, what I'll do is, my son's five. And I said, I know what movie he's going to fucking love, right? So I go, watch this Jackass film, right? And I'm thinking it was just going to be bulls hitting people. And like the second scene was the bit where they dressed up the guy's dick like a mouse and they had a snake bite it. And I'm there with a five-year-old looking at a dick being bitten by a mouse. And I'm like, that's enough of that. We can't watch that anymore. And then there's a bit where they love the bit where they're being punched through the wall and you're all reading something. And I go, oh, I know that guy. And so I did show the footage of you in the Portaloo when they did like that bungee thing where they shot it up.
Uh-huh.
Was that real shit? Be honest.
It was dog shit.
Oh, it was dog shit.
Yeah, it would have been an OSHA violation to have human shit. So they found there's legitimately a company that sells dog shit. As much dog shit as you want to buy.
Why?
Is it because it's like...
I have no clue, but they filled it up with dog shit.
Yeah. It's called Stop Giving Me Shit, or Will You? I don't know. Anyway, so you fill it with dog shit. Okay, that's all right then, because my son was like, is that human shit? And I was just like, yeah. Fucking, he's got human shit all over him. I know that guy. That's like my bragging thing. Like when I brag about celebrities, I'm like, I know the guy covered in shit, Hank. I just know him. Your dad knows everyone.
You're trying to look cool for your son.
At the beginning of your new special that you're going to sell, you were strapped to the side of a truck. Yeah. And you drive from L.A. to Colorado. Is that true?
We filmed it in sections. So on the way out of – on the first day, I was taped to the truck for 7 hours. And what we did was we mounted a box that looked a bit like a coffin over me to get through traffic. So we took the box off in Barstow, and then we went from Barstow to – just outside of Vegas.
But just doing Colorado. See, we did a bus tour, right? Mm-hmm. Me and Forrest did a bus tour. It was mostly people coming to see me. And we were on this bus tour. And then I rolled out of bed when we were going through the Colorado Rockies. And I rolled out of bed and I couldn't get enough wind. I just panicked. And because of the altitude, I couldn't get it. I can't imagine. Did you have problems with wind?
I don't really suffer with altitude sickness or anything. When it was just fucking cold. That was the thing. Like we picked up the sunrise in Colorado, somewhere fairly near the border of whatever the state before that one is.
Utah,
yeah.
Do you prefer now being a stand-up comedian, or would you rather go back to the days of eating dog shit in a Puerto Rico?
I do it all, man.
Yeah, you like it all?
I just have... evolved. I kind of pictured that I would do sort of go from doing the crazy stuff to doing stand up, and that this would, but I just continued doing everything, and now it's all married back together into one.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for you because there's so many people who do something like what you did before and then think they can walk into a career in stand up, and you really did, in my opinion, you did the open mics, you did the hard yards, and I thought that was really fucking respectful for what guys like us do and all that sort of stuff, and anyway, being a bit sappy.
I appreciate that a lot, man. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I certainly care about what I do, and I think that what drives me in everything is that I'm an attention whore.
Yes.
So I think I'm legit.
That's obvious that you may have that issue in your life.
Right. Yeah. And I'm a world-class attention whore, I think.
I'm the best. The best. Look at this guy. He's covered in shit.
Yeah.
You entertain me and a five-year-old at the same time. Yeah. We're all clapping like, well done him. It's like when, the things that you have done on film, it's not like you look at it and go, ah, well, someone had to do it. No one. No one had to do it.
Right.
The whole world could have traveled for fucking hundreds of years with no one doing that. Then you came along and go, I'll do that thing that no one wants to do, that no one wants to watch, and see if you like it.
That's it. I think the only not true part, I think people do want to watch it.
No, but what I meant by that is, no one knew they wanted to watch
right,
it.
Right, okay, good.
I never sat at home and went, I'd like to see a guy in a Portaloo cover shit. Until I see it, I didn't know I was a fan of it.
Right. I think that that's perfectly
yeah,
true.
I'm sorry I didn't phrase that right at the beginning. No.
It's all good.
I love the Jackass movie. Fucking loved it. I like to think that I do lowbrow and highbrow comedy, you know, that type of stuff. I remember I was living in London when the first one came out, and I went to the movies with like 8 different comics, and we all laughed our fucking asses off. I love them. I will defend it against fucking anybody who says, oh, it's juvenile or whatever. Yeah, but it's fucking good, man. It's like the Stooges, if the Stooges had fucking balls and actually went through with their fucking things and didn't have rubber hammers.
Yeah, the Stooges.
We talked a lot about the Stooges last week. I don't know why we've just...
Did you really?
Yeah, they went through through a lot of lineup changes. You don't know that. Like, they brought one out. One of them died. They brought in Shemp.
No. What's his name had a stroke?
Yeah, one of them had a stroke.
What was it? Was it Curly?
I think it was Curly had a stroke.
Let's not revisit this, guys. It was a TED Talk last week.
Sorry.
Yeah, we went bananas on...
I'm still trying to find this place where you buy dog shit, but...
Right. I wonder if that's because it's higher in probiotics.
I have no idea.
Not that it's good for you to eat, but that's why dogs eat each other's shit.
Yeah, but also we can't catch diseases that they have, and they can't catch diseases we have.
Is that true?
No, that's what happens. With the human race, we get fucked up as soon as an animal... Like, so the plague happened because of rats, right? And we started to have a condition that rats had that we could have as well. As soon as there's crossover diseases, we're fucked. As soon as a fly can give us something or a mosquito can give us something, we're fucked. But for the most part, they have their own shit going on.
Wow, mosquitoes can give us something. They kill more people than any animal in the world.
That's what I'm saying. As soon as that happens, we're fucked with those diseases.
Oh, yeah. But they carry the diseases, not really affecting them.
Exactly. It's not affecting them. But as soon as they can pass something on to us, and dogs have never... So I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to say it like it is. So I think monkeys can get AIDS. Like AIDS comes from monkeys.
Yeah.
And they're fine with it, but as soon as we start fucking monkeys, no good.
Yeah, that's
no good.
Who's fucked a monkey really though? That was like always that myth that like someone fucked a monkey.
Have you seen actually bleep that out. That might be misconstrued.
So, act two. You want to talk about that or are you?
Act two.
We're just talking about working hard, actually.
America, you're doing it wrong. You're working too hard. It's worked out that the 40-hour work week is a little bit too much. It doesn't actually give us more productivity. What happens is if you actually bring it down to about a 4-day work week that people, and they've tested this, people work better. They don't go on social media. So they don't kill so much time because they're content with the 3 days they get off. So we just jab it on about that.
Yeah, because I think also you have more of a deadline then and stuff. Because people work better when you have like less time because you're like, oh, I have to get this shit done rather than spreading it out. I don't know, I do, but that's
how does that jive within what is it? Japan, China, they work like
until they die.
They get like 1 weekend per month.
Yeah, but they're miserable. I used to live with a girl who is from China, from Shanghai, and they're miserable.
She was a ninja.
Yeah,
miserable perhaps. Productive? Definitely.
No, but that we actually took that out of our piece. There, we had stats in Japan and like their suicide rates are higher and their stress levels.
High suicide rate? Perhaps. High productivity rate?
Yeah, but we're looking for the balance of like high productivity.
You should see the Japanese Steve-O uses human shit.
Human shit, and he jerks somebody else off. Yeah.
it's not a funny show. It's a sexual preference thing.
But yeah, yeah.
They definitely do fun game shows over there.
Yeah, the Jackass version of in Japan is called Bukkake with a question mark.
But I on the surface, everyone's like, yeah, 4-day work week and stuff. But you still would have to work more. We almost did it at my old job when I worked as a biologist.
You can still work a lot. You know, it's like with anything. If you have a smaller amount of time, you put more effort in.
But it's not less hours. They're saying 10-hour workdays, 4 days a week is one of the proposals.
I think it was less hours, right?
Yeah, the one that we were going to do was 10 hours a day, 4 days a week.
Yeah, 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. That's right. Yeah. Hollywood, everyone.
Then you get 3 days off, yeah.
Everyone's working that much.
I think you take a longer lunch. Anyway.
But this kind of came about because then... we almost reverse engineered this bit, kind of, because you wanted to make up a new calendar.
Yeah, what happened was I thought we'd make a new calendar where we got rid of 1 month, right? We still have 365 days. We get rid of a month and we add a day onto each week. And then we have an eight-day week. We still have the 5 days of work, but then we have an eight-day week.
Get rid of a month.
Fucking get a month and a half.
Add a day. Yeah, and then get rid of winter, right?
Wasn't yeah, that get one rid of winter. You get rid of winter. That's good as
you
well.
Get, then global warming soft.
Global warming soft. And then, get rid of one of the seasons.
Yeah, and then
I can work it all through.
And you still have the rhyme, right? It's 37 days.
Yeah, 37 days have September, April, May, and November. All the rest have 34 except for February, which has 31.
Yeah, it's pretty catchy.
Yeah. I don't know if I got that. I never understood that rhyme. That was one of the ones where I was just
30 days has September, April, June, November.
I still don't know which months have 31.
You just said it. 30 days has what?
Do it, Forrest. You're a scientist. Do it.
I can't do it now that I'm thinking about it. 30 days... is November.
30 days has November, April, May, and September.
April, June.
30 days has September, April, June, and November.
Yeah. All the rest have 31.
All the rest have 31, except for February, which has 28.
Except on a leap year. It's got 29.
Except for on a... It's such a catchy tune. Why hasn't any modern band covered that? Yeah. You give that to a boy band, you got yourself a hit. Have I got an ad to read this week?
You do, yeah. It's in there.
Well, I should read that right now.
Yeah, you should.
When it comes to meat, quality matters. Yes, yeah. Yes, it does. Yes, that's. I thought that was a given. Yeah, no one ever starts with, when it comes to meat, get what you can.
Yeah, quantity over quality.
When it comes to meat, quality matters. So make the switch to Butcher Box. First, have you tried any of the meat?
I did try some of the meat.
How was that?
It was great. It was like meaty.
Was it quality?
Oh, man, was it ever.
And did it matter to you?
A lot.
Okay, tell me about it.
What did we have? They sent us some samples. We had some New York strip steaks and some sirloin steaks and ground beef, and it tasted very good.
Butcher Box delivers humanely raised meat.
That was good. I mean, you like meat, don't you?
I do.
Do you want to try some of the meat?
I will. I look, when I was a young kid...
You never try any of the shit? Like
I try all of it. No one ever gives me anything.
Okay, well, we'll give you some.
I would like to try stuff from Butcher Box because they deliver humanely raised meat right to your door every month. No antibiotics, no hormones, ever. Butcher Box is grass-fed, grass-finished. Their chicken is organic and free-range. Their heritage breed pork is far from the other white meat. They source their pork from pigs raised to keep all their fat and flavor. I had relatives like that. The way they're supposed to, with cuts and quality that are impossible to find in stores, ButcherBox also comes at a competitive price. Mm. You can get a month's worth of delicious meats from ButcherBox for less than $6 a meal. That's crazy, Forrest.
It is, and it's so good.
You won't find a better deal on premium high quality meat like this anywhere else. And you know what? In Australia, it's all grass fed, so it does make a difference. And shipping, there's no reason not to bring premium meat from Butcher Box to your family's dinner table. I want you to experience the Butcher Box difference for yourself. That's what I want, people. To make it easier, they're offering my listeners $20 off your first box plus free ground beef for the life of your subscription when you sign up on butcherbox.com/Jim Jeffries. That's butcherbox.com/Jim Jeffries. Butcherbox.com/. What do you reckon?
I'm going to say Jim Jeffries.
Jim Jeffries.
Yeah, you nailed it.
You know, in the 90s, they were... doing medical studies on this drug for pigs and cows, which would make the cows have more muscle and less fat to appeal to the more health-conscious consumer. Mm. The drug was called ractopamine hydrochloride, and I participated in a medical study where...
Steve-O used to be a woman.
It was the most dangerous study that you could get into, which is why I did it, because you get more money and the more danger. Mm. And I was paid $2,000 to be...
This was just last year. Steve-O's had some hard times.
They pumped me full of this ractopamine hydrochloride shit.
Yeah.
And...
Did you get ripped?
No, I didn't get ripped.
Not more muscle?
Nothing happened.
Yeah. I thought you got like a six pack or something.
I know you think when you look at him, he has tattoos, but they're not tattoos.
You know, it was one of my one of the earliest little notches in my belt. I was quite proud of that. I had drugs for pigs and cows tested on me.
Oh, and now,
have they found any negative effects?
They did not make the drug legal.
And now he's a and now he's a vegan because he doesn't eat his own kind.
Right.
Are you vegan?
Nah, I've been eating fish lately. I'm on a fish kick.
But, well, ButcherBox doesn't have fish. Sorry.
Other than fish, I haven't eaten any meat in well over 10 years.
Hmm. Are you vegan?
He's eating dog shit.
Some cum, some flying cum got in his mouth.
Eating flying cum and dog shit.
That's meat. That's not fish. Looks like fish. Swims, but not. Do you? Are you vegan too, Wendy?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, you don't have to get angry about it.
she won't eat sushi since the ninja episode.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've got a problem with. No, I'm not, yes, I eat meat. I'm just, I stopped drinking I'm trying a year off of drinking, and I'm just.
Yeah, how far
it sucks, whatever.
No, but you're like 90 something.
2 days.
You're doing well.
Yeah.
That's good.
I once did 8 months.
Yeah.
I think we first met when you were in that 8 month
period. Yeah, yeah, a little period. I go through bursts of drinking really heavily, and then that one time where I didn't, and now back to the other one.
Yeah, I like to go till I almost die for 2 months straight, and then I stop.
Oh, really? So this is you looking your healthiest?
Oh, I didn't say I was looking my healthiest.
Oh, Wendy's not going to die, so that really, we have to figure out a different ending for this podcast.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was just going to be it.
What else did we talk about, Forrest?
Well, you went to Hawaii during the hurricane.
Hawaii. There was no hurricane. I was with my son, and I promised him a hurricane because they said the hurricane was going to happen. It never happened. And I wasn't invested. I didn't give a fuck because I didn't own any property. So I wanted to see, I was in a hotel. I wanted to see fucking shit being like a roof coming off a building, you know. Nothing happened, and my son was very disappointed. And now he thinks that hurricanes are a bit of mild rain.
Yeah, he thinks they're a myth.
He sees a little bit of rain again. He goes, oh, another hurricane, Dad. But we went there and we talked to we call them nudists or naturalists?
They said naturalists, but they're nudists. I mean, that's
what they do. We talked to some nudists who are being evicted from their house because people in the neighborhood don't like them, and they're trying to say that being a nudist is a religious thing and under the Religious Freedom Act that they should be able to do what they want, but the locals don't want them because they have parties where someone blew up a car at the front of their house. Like, so there's a few different angles here on why they don't want them. But they say it's because they're naked and people are upset. But the neighbors are like, it's because you're burning cars in the street.
Yeah, what was it? I didn't get that part. The naked thing, the sex party thing, I was on board with that and I get it.
A car caught on fire at one of their parties.
Yeah, from what I heard was, there was like someone's girlfriend, and like it was like a swingers thing. Someone's girlfriend came there, or a wife found their husband nude at this party and then just fucking torched his car.
Ah, okay, that's what happens.
I don't understand the protection for exposing yourself to children. Is it that's
No, because that hasn't been proved in court. They said that they were trying to say that there was maybe children at the parties, and then they went to court and they said that there wasn't children at the party.
Right, but let's just say the nudism is a religion.
Mm.
Then is it like?
I don't think they should expose any religion to children. I think you should be of a able-minded age where you can decide for yourself. You shouldn't be any speak of afterlife and rubbish like that until you're, I say 16. I mean, you can.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, their whole religion angle, I don't think they really believe it. But no. I think if you watched the whole Scientology thing, like when they were finally recognized as a religion by the IRS, so they get the tax break, that was the whole thing. It's all a load of shit. So you might as well let them be a religion, too. So if you're, I think there's kind of proving a point because they're clearly just having these parties.
I just had this little moment. I just thought, like, oh man. Jim Jefferies going off on religion. I just fucking love it.
Oh,
I mean, I know you got a lot of fans, like you really exploded over the gun bit, but I became a fucking diehard Jim Jefferies fan just over the rants about religion years ago.
The thing about the religion thing is now people go, you got any more religious material? And it's like, I kind of said like an hour, like how much... more can you say? I don't believe in God. Here we go again.
That was the one where
just switch to the opposite. Just trick them, and your next special is just all about how Jesus is the real savior.
I remember the first time I got like a $30,000 paycheck to tell stand-up comedy was after I did the religious thing. They flew me out to Australia to perform at the atheist convention. And I remember thinking the money was so good and I was booked for a second one that even if I find God, I'm not going to own up to it because the money's just too good in this atheist. But I was there Richard Dawkins was there and Sam Harris, the guy.
Oh, Richard Dawkins, he's the main atheist guy.
Yeah, he's the God myth or something.
The God delusion.
God delusion,
yeah.
But this is the thing, is all these guys who are professors and stuff who are like anti-religion, they don't half want to look like God. They've all got like long white hair and beards going, there is no God. Everyone follow me and listen to my tales. But it was very... Sam Harris, who's like the intellectual, he also does a lot of anti... Well, he's anti, but he talks about the Muslim culture and stuff like that. And he's always on Bill Burr. And I kind of feel like that guy, it's kind of easy for him. Now, do you know that Sam Harris's mother was the creator of the Golden Girls?
What?
yeah. Samantha Harris or something. His mother created the Golden Girls. And so it's like he had a pretty cushy fucking upbringing. It's very easy to be a critical thinker when you've got nothing else to do.
I listen to his show. I listen to his podcast. It's this very like mundane, slow speech. But some of the stuff I'm not on board with. Some of the stuff
I would ring him up and go like say something to him. And if you get a chance to call him, just at the end of it, just go, hey, Sam, I really love what you do. Thank you for being a friend.
Susan Harris. Travel
down the road and back again. Your heart is pure. You're a pal and a confidant.
Susan Harris. And it's her son is Sam Harris. She also was involved with Empty Nest and the Golden Palace. I don't know which show that is. But Empty Nest, I think,
was a spinoff of the Golden Girls?
I don't remember.
What was it, just Estelle Getty?
Empty Nest is an American television sitcom. Yeah, it was a spinoff of the Golden Girls. Yeah, it was one.
When they brought Betty White out for the Emmys, I was kind of like, all right, let's put her away now. Well, so we still have good memories. She came up and it was like, she's not.
Put her away?
Yeah, she's 98 now. It's like, let's not keep wheeling her out in front of us. Like, she. Look, she's doing amazing. She's living way past whatever I'll live to. But like, it seemed to me that she just she didn't know she was at the Emmys, I don't think.
I worked with her on a show, Betty White.
Back when Betty the White used to like to get kicked in the cunt by...
Yeah, I remember feeling a bit that way, and that was a number of years ago.
Really? What was the show that you did?
I can't remember.
Was it the one where they did the pranks with the old people?
Ooh.
No, where they did pranks...
As I recall, it was a sitcom.
Did you replace Estelle Getty?
No, it wasn't the Golden Girls, but it was something else. And I don't know. I just remember she was pretty on point. Yeah. But at the same time, I felt like, okay, this is enough. Like, this is just enough.
Yeah, like when she said to Steve, you know what you should do? You should paint your dick black and wank out a plane.
It's almost like, I'm reluctant to say this, but I just saw a story about Ozzy Osbourne and a lawsuit with him. And he kind of want Ozzy to maybe like, okay, like, let's just, you know, maybe not.
Yeah, it's even towards the end of that reality TV show, you're like, all right, let's turn the cameras off, Ozzy.
Yeah.
Wait, was it called Betty's Happy Hour?
Maybe.
Where she's just interviewing you? You guys compared scars?
Fuck.
They just sampled different types of dog shit. I mean, it was like, guess the breed.
How many things have you done with Betty White? I'm looking at something that says Betty White and Steve-O compare scars on Betty's Happy Hour.
Oh, really?
Okay.
You don't remember it either.
Yeah, Betty's.
I think that was, but it was a scripted deal.
Betty's Happy Hour is the hour she's awake each day.
Yeah, it was a scripted deal, but I think that does ring a bell.
I think it was still probably scripted, but
the fact that Betty White could probably recall this better than you.
Yeah.
You ever thought about bringing out a breakfast cereal called Steve-O's?
Ah, breakfast cereal called Steve-O's.
Yeah,
just pictures of your dick.
just like with little black
that
dick
dog
marshmallows.
Shit marshmallows. Yeah, there you go. Shit marshmallows.
Yeah, that's. That's an interesting idea. Sure.
Well, it's ours now. We said on the podcast. It's probably a comedy.
Copyright,
Central,
so. Steve-O's. I'm going to give it to my mate, Dave. He's already got Dave-O's. Fuck.
anyways, the nudist in the end. We rolled back out one of our good friends, Bob.
Yeah, Bob did our last Hawaii piece, and he's like this Republican senator.
He's the only like conservative Republican in Hawaii.
Yeah, he's a conservative that lives in Hawaii. And we did another story that involved him. And then his wife got really angry because he was on the show and he mentioned that his wife had big tits. And then he comes back on the show like this. He goes, hey, my wife's really upset with me about the big tits thing. And then, like, we got footage of him saying that. And it's like, Bob doesn't fucking learn.
No.
It's like, I sit there in front of him like, we're stitching you up, Bob. And Bob's like, oh, he's just happy to be on camera.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, my wife's a bitch. Just like...
Stop it, Bob.
So we got to go out there again and do another piece where he's like, my wife got upset the second time when I said thing about her tits and just keep getting him going and it's a weird thing on our show.
Yeah, Bob used to be, I think he was an amateur comedian for a time, so I think he likes being on camera. It's like one of his jams.
And he's a nudist? I'm trying to figure
out. No.
Bob was the counterpoint to the nudist. We brought in like a politician. We used him in another thing. Okay.
He's pro-religion.
He's a Trump-supporting religious sort of fella.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
I like him.
He doesn't believe that this is a religion. He's like, this isn't a religion, blah, blah, blah. You know, and he's like, it's bullshit.
I love that the evangelists are on Trump's side.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. The real big Christians. What's the evangelicals?
Yeah.
The evangelicals just love them because they're putting people in the Supreme Court that fit the needs that they fucking want. They don't give a fuck if he's got a lot of infidelities. And, like, let's be honest. Trump's never read a bit of the Bible. He's probably an atheist.
Yeah, I mean, he's a narcissist. When he was campaigning, it was one of my favorite things ever, was that he was forced to say he liked the Bible.
Oh,
someone's like,
that.
You got to go out here and say you like the Bible. He's like, all right. He goes, Bible, best book, number one book. He goes, number two, Art of the Deal, pretty close. But the Bible, that's literally what he said.
Yeah, I love the Bible. It's one of my favorite books. I love the Bible. Yeah,
and then someone followed up and they're like, which part? Like, which book? Yeah, yeah. And he goes, all of it.
Yeah. All of it's all good stuff.
I think this morning about the same time Bill Cosby was being sentenced, there was a whole congregation of UN world leaders that erupted into laughter at Donald Trump.
Oh, I saw this. Yes, carry on.
Yeah, he was basically saying,
in the just 2 years of my administration, I've accomplished more than any other U.S. president in history. And they all just started laughing at him.
And then he goes, I didn't expect that response, but I'll take it.
And he held his arms open like this.
You got to give it to him. You can't phase him. Most people will crumble under that. And he was just like, well, okay, whatever.
He was like, I'm not bailing on this bit.
Yeah, just to say, like that's like me going, I'm the most funny comedian that's ever lived, period. I'm the most effective.
It's not like that.
No, but it's, well, it's, that, yeah, okay, the difference is because
you're at least in the realm.
But you can't have graphs for what I do, right? You can actually have statistics for what he's done.
It would lack humility to say that, but it would be far more true than what Trump is saying.
Yeah, just to say he's the most effective president that's ever been. That's a weird thing.
It's insane. No, it would be like me going on stage and being like, I am 6'2" with a 22-inch waist and huge cans. That's a blatant lie. But you're like, maybe if I keep standing here, people will believe it.
Yeah. Although I believe lies. I just went, ooh, Wendy.
I know. See, I saw everyone kind of turned.
Talk to me some more about you. Although, why? I don't want to date like a 6'2" woman. Why was that?
I picked Barbie's dimensions.
Let's not be rude. Let's not be rude. I am 6'2". Fuck off.
I reiterate.
Doubling down.
You're 6'2". You're 6'2".
I have a good buddy who's a nudist. Every weekend he goes to a nudist resort.
Mm.
And one time I made the mistake of saying nudist colony. He was totally offended. He said colonies are for lepers and ants.
Mm-hmm.
A nudist?
No.
I worked.
That must be a thing.
It's a nudist resort.
Yeah.
You know, ants are always naked. I assume leopards are towards the end there.
Now, I one time did a gig at a nudist colony, and I had everyone.
It's a resort.
But yeah, that was one of the things they told us. They said it's not a colony. They get really offended. And you talk about kids. There were full on. It was like a summer camp, families and kids, and they were all naked. And we got there with a couple other comics, and we was in Connecticut. And you drive in these. And I remember these people pulled up behind us. And it was like this old couple, and they let us in the gate, and we all had clothes on, and we were like, we're gonna see that guy's dick later.
Yeah.
So we had to get up, and you walk in, and they're like, okay, so take off your clothes. And so you just, I did, it was like a 45-minute set, completely naked to 200 naked people.
Are you naked as well?
I had to get naked, too.
Was there any hotties there, like male or female?
Nudist resorts are not magnets for attractive people.
And it was weird, too, because I remember it got cold. And so they had, you were allowed to have a shawl in case you got cold. And like, I was like, oh, it's chilly. And this dude
I say no.
But this dude, it got cold, and he put on a T-shirt. So his dick, like, that was his choice of, like, I'm going to put, it's cold. And so he covered up his belly, but his dick was still out. It was like Winnie the Pooh. It was the craziest thing. People, this one put on a shawl, but so you could still see your pussy.
I have a lot of sex just wearing a T-shirt. Like, I never take, I take everything off and then I'm just in the T-shirt afterwards. And I think, is this a good or bad? Like, am I covering up things?
Oh, yeah, women love that. That's really.
Yeah, I don't think it's good. I think it's better than leaving your socks on. They hate the socks.
Yeah, that's gross.
Women hate if men leave their socks on.
Well, if you have cool socks, they like it. I got cool socks.
Yeah, yeah. Women love the cool socks. There's no such thing as cool. Oh, I got ones with cats on them.
Yeah, the other.
I sell socks on my website. Special socks with an image of me and a huge firecracker up my butt.
Oh.
Are they comfortable?
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Oh, I'll get some of those.
Oh, get those at steveo.com.
Yeah.
This person here, it says, not colonies, you can call them nudist resorts, campgrounds, clubs, subdivisions, whatever. But not colonies. We're not self-sufficient. Colonies.
So what do you call a group of nudists? I would call it a wobble.
A wobble?
Yeah, what do you call it? Like a pack of nudists.
Called a blobble before I call it a wobble.
A blobble? No.
They're all,
no one's ever said the word blobble.
Well, I just said it right now.
Blobbling
Look
over
it up.
There. You made that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, my nudist buddy, he's the world champion of nude tennis.
Mm. Well, that's like one of those things where, like, how many people are doing that?
Well,
So this is Wee
Man.
He's
the best.
Yeah.
I think I could get naked and beat him at tennis. Is he in shape?
Do you get to wear shoes? Do you get to wear shoes at the nude tennis?
That's a good question.
Socks. You can only wear Steve-O branded socks.
Well, let me ask you this then. So you vegan or you eat fish?
I've been eating fish.
But will you eat something that looks and tastes like meat but is vegan?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's cheating. That's the same thing as wearing a shawl when you're nude.
It's like when lesbians use dildos. You made your bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not allowed to do it.
And at the nudist resort, they have this new member, and the guys, it's a couple, right? There's this explosively hot chick, and none of them can even, it's the turn the place upside down. There's one absolutely gorgeous woman.
At the resort.
Yeah, it's weird because you go there, and I remember, the one chick I was with there were like, don't make fun of them, don't, you know, try to be respectful of their culture, but I was like, you guys are all gross, you're just here to try to fuck, that's 100%, that's what it is, because like you said, if you were cold, you'd put on pants.
Yeah, there's never been a nudist virgin.
No.
And the person's like, no, I just feel like we shouldn't wear clothes, we're not born that way, I'm not ready for sex though.
Yeah, and so everyone has to be kind... It must be kind of equally gross, because if there's one there at the place I was at, there was one really hot chick, but she wore a cowboy hat. She wore like a hot pink rhinestone cowboy hat, full makeup, no clothes. Sat right in the front.
Oh, Burning Man.
She seems like a fun lady. All right, so Act Four, we did a Jeff Foxworthy ripoff. We did it on purpose. It was completely put on purpose. We even mentioned it in the bit. We did you should not register to vote if you're a blah, blah, blah.
Today or yesterday, when this comes out, is National Voter Registration Day, Awareness Day. So just to be aware, because it's getting close to the elections, if you haven't registered to vote, now you can register. And I don't remember what the website is. I'll look it up. But basically, you know, the bit was, you know, everyone should register to vote except these people. And then as you're doing the bit, I'm like, I was just watching some people that didn't know that we were going to say it was Jeff Foxworthy at the end. So I don't know. You were there sitting watching it. Yeah. Were you thinking like, wait a second, this is like Jeff Foxworthy?
Yeah. Well, obviously I knew exactly it was that. And so that was, so when you showed a picture of him at the end, I was like, that's beautiful.
I know, but while you were watching it, were you thinking like, holy shit, these guys are just doing that, you might be a redneck joke.
No, I knew there would be some kind of a reference to it because it was so obvious.
Oh, okay.
That I assume there would be some kind of a reference to it.
Yeah.
No, we had to reference it, but it was just, you know, from now on, we're just going to nick every comics jokes and then just do a reference at the end. I've always said about our show, like what we should do is we should start the show by going, hey, who likes Seinfeld? And then just reference an episode and then just play an episode. Because we're allowed to play clips.
Yeah.
Then just play an episode of Seinfeld. That's going to be way better than anything we've produced. That was a great show.
Yeah.
There's also
people enjoy it,
and people will say the lines with it if the real fans know the joke, so they can say it along. I think it's a great idea.
There's also an episode you want to do. We can't even say the episode you want to do because it'll get cut out of this for legal reasons.
Right, where I want to do an episode where we just do all the topics
but all the current. Events.
All the current events to the theme song of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. Like, I don't know. I pitch it about once a week and no one wants to do it.
And this week would be
Brett Kavanaugh, something happening with some nudists.
You just read off this piece of paper. Yeah, That's not even the current events going on. You couldn't even think of actual current events for the
show. Butcher Box has good deals.
Bill Cosby. All right, that'll all be beeped out. So if you haven't voted yet, go to nationalvoterregistrationday.org and you can register to vote because there's an election coming up.
I think we should wrap this up. Are you guys got anything, final words?
I'm going to plug something. I'm going to plug my podcast, Jammers.
Jammers, that's Wendy's Jammers. There we go.
Yeah. What is Jammers? What does that mean?
It's a podcast I do with Megan Rice, and it's selfish help. It's mostly us just fucking around. It's everywhere you can find podcasts. It's
that's
really
my line
fun.
At the end.
The interweb.
Yeah.
All right.
Steve has got his socks.
And you got any handles or anything you want to promote? Like your.
My social media at WendyBird82 on Instagram.
Boom. There you go.
I'm at Steve-O on everything. I'm in Des Moines, Iowa next week, and then Cincinnati and Columbus the 2 weeks after that.
The Funny Bones?
Uh huh.
There you go.
That's cool.
All right, cool.
I got nothing.
As usual, please watch Poor Decisions on Amazon. It's on a million things now, but it's definitely on Amazon. But if you search Poor Decisions for Shaw, and my next live dates are at Side Splitters right the weekend after Thanksgiving. So please buy tickets to that.
Good night, Australia.
All right. And if there's a topic you want us to talk about, which we didn't do at all, just tweet to us at Jeffrey Show. Please subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Bleh.
The SiriusXM Comedy Central radio show, You Up with Nikki Glaser, is now a podcast. Join me, Nikki Glaser, and my best friend, Tom Takkar, as we overshare stuff about our personal lives.
We give perspective on dating and sex.
And make fun of whatever or whoever else deserves it. Check out some of the latest episodes featuring great interviews with Tracy Morgan, Amy Schumer, Amber Tamblyn, and more.
Subscribe now to You Up with Nikki Glaser on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app.
Listen to You Up every morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, on SiriusXM's Comedy Central Radio, Channel 95.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.